Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, 5 o'clock, David. We're going to wait on ticket text because I want to invite Lions fans. And I want to ask you a question. And you can go whatever direction you want. But they signed DJ Reed, one of the better, or if not the best, of a really bad free agent crop of corners. But he's the best one. You get him from the Jets. I think you signed him to a fair deal. I don't think it was a grotesque overpay by any way, shape, or form. Now, I'm not going to come on the air and tell you I love the player. I don't, because the last 2 weeks when his name has been brought up by you, the listener, or David has asked me, I'm not a big fan of him. He's a walking pass interference. And the Jets opted to pay two other corners on the roster and not him. Is he good? Yes. Is he better, tangibly better than Carlton Davis? I'm going to say no. Now, you may disagree, and you probably will. Because basically, Brad Holmes could sign a dead guy, and you'd say he's an all-pro. So right off the rip, we're not on even terms. But I think you stayed right at the level you're at. Lose Davis, replace him with another version of him. Fine. DJ Reed led the league in PIs. 7. You know who he was tied with? Terrion Arnold. 7. Uh-oh. So, good player, but I'm not going to be the guy to tell you he signed Charles Woodson in his prime. Okay? Here's my question. Is it enough? There were reports earlier from Adam Schefter you were in on Josh Sweat. It didn't happen. He went to the Cardinals. We got nothing on Trey Hendrickson. Myles Garrett, that was the Ted DiBiase, every man's got a price special. Mm-hmm. $40 million a year. He just decided, I'm willing to never win a Super Bowl to make an egregious amount of money. Okay. I want to know if you think the Lions have done enough. That if it's DJ Reed, and you read about a new deal for Kirby Joseph, and it's just the draft. Is that enough? Or are you like us? We want to see some level of commitment to the front four. And it doesn't mean you've got to break the bank. It doesn't mean you have to. Yes, we wanted the Myles Garrett dream. Or you'd love to hear the Lions have picked up the phone, and they're going to get Trey Hendrickson. But I just believe they got to do something. Bringing back Marcus Davenport, a guy who has not been healthy in years. I don't know, man. I just feel like you're asking for another injury there. They brought back Derek Barnes.
Yeah.
It's not about the player. I think John Jansen said this best. It's not about the player. It's about the contract. That just felt like an overpay.
It felt like you were competing against yourself and you outbid yourself.
Right. So if the offseason is DJ Reed and Kirby Joseph, is that enough? 248-539-9797. Are you on Team Rico and Mike? Go get pass rushers. Please invest up front. Big news of the day, too, by the way, in the NFC, just throwing it out there. Commanders went and traded for Laremy Tunsil. I mean, that is a Pro Bowl left tackle on a regular basis. Plus Deebo Samuel, plus the other moves they've made.
Yeah. So, I mean, even the Rams bringing back Stafford, going out there and saying, okay, well, you know what? Davante Adams, you can be our number two guy. We think we still got a little bit left. We got a young defense that we're paying peanuts. Let's see what we got. Let's one more swing at this.
Where are you at with DJ Reed?
it's okay. I mean, I think when I look at it, I wonder if the Lions are tipping their hand, saying they're going to change up their defense because he's more of a zone guy, not necessarily a cover guy. When you and David were like, hey, by the way, top two guys for pass interference penalties.
It's just a fun stat.
I know, but like, wow. So these two go man to man, and then it's like, okay, who becomes the main corner? Who covers the top receiver? Which guy is covering Justin Jefferson when you play the Vikings? Because if both are known to get a little handsy.
Look, and you're going to see changes to the scheme. I mean, I'm not saying it's wholesale, but Aaron Glenn was very distinct in what he wanted to do. We now need to see what it will look like now. I just wonder if it's going to be sign our own, keep it in the family, and that's it. And maybe it's Aiden plus filler, and they think they've got enough to do it. I don't. Doesn't mean it's impossible, but I really believe an investment in that D-line would be a much better use of funds. Like, if you're asking me right now, I could sign DJ Reed, or I could put that money towards Trey Hendrickson. I'd rather do that, and I'll go draft, and I'm going to have a young secondary like the Chiefs did. But I know I'm going to get to the quarterback.
See, I think right now, I don't think they're going to be investing anything else, because the longer you wait, the more guys come off the board. And now either you overpay for somebody who's kind of washed up, yep, or you just sit there and say, maybe you move up in the draft to try to get a higher pick, or you just wait at 28 and hope that somebody just falls right to you and you're like, okay, didn't see that coming.
I just remind you, Dan Campbell has said publicly, we have to be careful about falling in love with our own players. Just remember that. Because I'm not really going to believe that they haven't been seduced until I start to see them letting guys go to pursue better options. Did you really need to commit to Derek Barnes? Now, is Derek Barnes getting better? Yes. Is he a good player? Of course he is. But again, $8.5 million for a part-time off-ball linebacker? No, I'm going to go put that towards the end. I just think there are other ways to do it. You've already got Anzalone and you've already got Jack Campbell. You've invested in that position. So it's just, look, it's a difference of opinion. But the next thing will be when they pay Kirby $4 at $85 or $5 at $110,
which I fully expect. I mean, I think we've gotten to the point everybody's going to get paid, especially if you take a Lions discount and you don't ask to break the bank. We'll take care of you, because none of the other guys last year probably could have got more money, but all say, you know what, this is fine. We'll keep the band together. Well, at some point, either the band has to produce a hit record and win the whole thing.
The problem is, what deals did they get? Rico, Amon-Ra got paid.
No, he got paid. Aleem
got paid.
They got paid, but it wasn't one of those, we're going to hold out, and we want the top dollar, and we want this amount. It was like, you know what? This is good money. You agree? I agree. Let's handshake deal, and let's move on. There was no holdout.
No, there was nothing
like that. That's what I'm saying. It was a deal where both parties are happy. And you know, in the NFL, Mike, that's rare.
Oh, it is rare.
Because normally either the team lowballs you or the player asks for something ridiculous, but both the Lions and all of the players last year were like, came up with numbers, and it's like, you know what? We're only like a couple thousand off. Sweetness, do this, and we're good.
David, go ahead.
The problem that I have is the plan at defensive end. It's been year after year after year after year. And I know, yes, they brought Marcus Davenport back, but he has never, since 2018, since being drafted, has never finished a season, never played an entire year. And so this isn't like, okay, we can bring this guy in and we can figure out, we can get him healthy. No, he was on your roster last year, and he only played three, four games. So you know that he can't stay healthy. And I just don't understand that plan. And the problem now is that now that everybody has signed an extension, Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, all these guys, Michael Parsons probably going to stay in Dallas. I don't know what's going to happen there. But now the price goes up on Trey Hendrickson. And you already heard Brad Holmes mid-season during the trade deadline when he talked about it, at the end of the year, he talked about it, how difficult it was. Everybody wants to keep their defensive end, their edge rushers. They're a priority, a premium for these teams. And so if it was difficult then, in his mind, Trey Hendrickson's price just went up because everybody else is staying home. So in order to get him, you now have to give up key assets, mm-hmm. premium pieces, picks to get him. I don't see it changing, and that's a problem year after year when you just, my guys, my guys, my guys, and it's not working with my guys, in my mind, my opinion.
No, I'm with you. I do wonder if they try to bring back Za'Darius Smith at a cheaper cost, because I don't think it's going to be a big market for him. So he may be forced to take whatever the Lions offer him and come back for another year. But that's, once again,
there's still a chance Hendrickson goes back. I know that sounds crazy, but when you start to look at it, think about this. The Bengals have sat around, right? They haven't brought in anybody. What pass rush will you produce if you trade Hendrickson now? And the reports today are that Hendrickson has talked to some teams, there's nothing imminent, and that from Hendrickson's camp, it's not that he doesn't want to play there, it's that they won't pay. They're just cheap. That's what the Bengals have always been. Yeah. There's a reality, Hendrickson might go back. So the whole idea is, okay, if you tried with Josh Sweat, if Schefter said it, it feels like, what else can you do? I wanted a blockbuster, but I don't need it. I just need something more than Marcus Davenport, which is the equivalent of starting an urn at defensive end.
I think the Bengals, Mike, if you get rid of him, you're probably needing a top 10 pick in the draft so you can go out and get somebody that's going to be your next guy along with your pick. And the Lions picking at 28 is probably not something that they're looking at. Like, it's a little too low for us. If you were a top 10 pick, we can negotiate. We could work something out. But we're offering you, we'll give you your number one this year and number one next year. Like, yeah, that's not really good enough. What am I going to tell my fans?
248-539-9797. David, let's keep it timely. We'll get some ticket texts, see what the people have to say about it. But DJ Reed, again, I think it's fine. I'm good with it. But I'm not acting like all of a sudden this is a seismic shift. I can't do that. No. I think the shift will have to come. Does Terry and Arnold take a leap? Does Rakestraw not only play, but can he play high-level football? That's where you get better.
See, I think Rakestraw is the wild card because we don't know what he is.
And maybe, I mean, I know what he was at Missouri. He's a lot like Amik Robertson. Physical, he's a pit bull. He really sticks his nose in there. No, I like Rakestraw. He just didn't play.
That's what I'm saying. It was almost like the NFL version of a redshirt. So you don't know. Like, if he comes in here and he becomes that guy, then this looks like, okay, it all worked out.
That's why I said I'm good with Reed. It's just like I feel like in this town, it's like if you don't do a cartwheel. Hey, the Pistons have signed Queen Elizabeth. Oh, man, let me tell you. Underrated. Oh, really? She's dead. Yeah, you don't understand. Brad's cooking. Man, Jesus, come on.
Did you see her funeral? Wow.
Okay.
Better than Aretha's.
All right. Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femeninio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femeninio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, before we get to the ticket text, Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything? We covered Michigan, Michigan State. Covered the Lions a couple hours today. DJ Reed's good signing. I don't think the earth tilted off its axis. Also, I just read a headline that sounds like hell on earth. I'm not going to dive into this. I'm just going to tell you the following headline. Air India flight from Chicago to Delhi had to turn around to make an emergency landing after 11 of the 12 toilets on the plane were clogged and the plane had to avoid a, quote, fecal collapse, close quote. They were over Greenland from Chicago and had to turn around. I'm leaving that alone.
See, blame the hot dogs in Chicago.
I'm leaving that alone. I just cannot imagine any of what I just read. Let's just move forward.
That lasagna pizza. That's what did it.
Move it on.
Ticket Checks here says, swapping Davis for Reed and saving $12 million is a steal. Davis paid way above his norm last year. Paying Davis $60 million would be absurd.
Yeah, the Patriots overpaid. And that's what happens when the league and agents know you have 120 in cap space. They're not going to give you deals. They're like a five-win football team. If Carlton wanted to win, he would have taken a little less. DJ wants to win. The Jets don't win. That's a good deal. No one's arguing it.
It's just sad, guys. And the problem is half the fan base doesn't want to take a risk and make a big move or trade. McNeil out a month. Hutchinson going to have to play his way into shape. It's just not good enough. So it's down to Jared and Bosa because we aren't getting Parsons or Hendrickson. What an exciting offseason this is.
And I don't think you're going to get Bosa because I was reading he wants to play not only with his brother, but he wants to play on natural grass because of all the health injuries that he keeps having and the health concerns. So.
Look, I'm not going to write the book on the offseason. I'm asking people if this is truly it and it's more just, hey, we paid Kirby. You know, is where do you land on that? I don't know. People are still heartbroken from the way the season ended, but at a certain point, it's March. Like, I'm sorry, life moves on. We got to start charting a course towards the draft and getting better. And I'm sure they're still having these. Look, you don't think they're having this conversation in Philadelphia? They won the Super Bowl. But today, they lost Milton Williams. They lost Josh Sweat. The conversation in Philly is not the afterglow of a Super Bowl. It's how do we get better? How do we defend this thing?
Right, because they look like they were about to become some big dogs saying, hey, we'll give anything to bring Myles Garrett here, except for he did a U-turn and said, I'm going to take Cleveland's money.
He got bribed. Cleveland signed him to a deal that I never thought I would see this offseason. I thought that was a two-year-away thing. Honestly, 40 a year. That's how much he hates them.
Yeah.
You can't just win in the draft. Philly had to get Saquon, Bond, A.J. Brown, etc. I just think Brad is doing what all of our GMs are doing lately, saving to pay our own guys, not going all in during free agency or trades. It is disappointing.
The saving to pay our own guys, I mean, I understand, but when you start worrying about what's going to happen 2-3 years from now, David, we've had this conversation. You know, the cap could be an additional $40 million a year at that point, and the money that you're worrying about, it would be there. So focus on the now, get the deals done, and we see what happens. Real quick, David, I want to ask Mike, is this another example that I've ruined?
What?
College sports.
Let me hear it.
Next year, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to West Shore Home Field. You know what that is?
I do not.
That is the new naming rights for Beaver Stadium for Penn State.
It's Happy Valley.
I'm just saying, but yes, it's West Shore Home Field at Beaver Stadium.
I'm not going to get Ben a shit. Okay. I'm not going to say, no, honestly, the whole sport is fugazi. It doesn't matter.
So,
I'm
not going to $50 million gift, naming rights until 2039.
Nah, at $50 million, you could call it Cupcake Field. You could call it the Hellhole Field at Beaver Stadium. Okay. You do whatever you want. Honestly, I can't. Okay. No, I mean, I come on. I have a lot of grievances with college sports, but like, I'm not going to be willfully like ignorant here. $50 million, $50 million over the course of what, a 15-year deal? Take the money. What are you going to do?
Gotcha.
Okay. I mean, all I want is to knock our stadium down. Okay. David.
But if they knock the stadium down, you're not allowed to talk about the parking lot that they become.
No, I don't care about that. I just played a game at Ford Field. I don't care.
Fecal collapse sounds like the title of the Lions' offseason plan.
Dude, I just imagine being on that flight for 5 hours. Not only do you know you're in for a long ride, but then they tell you over Greenland, we just have to turn this thing around. Now, what happens if you had to go to the bathroom? You still got 5 hours to get back to O'Hare.
See, and that's what, like, you couldn't just emergency land in Greenland?
No!
No, and have them fix the plane is what I'm saying.
You would think so, yeah.
Because if you land in Greenland, at least you could use the facilities in the airport.
How did we go? I just mentioned a headline. I'm not going to analyze
this. No, it's just one of those, just land. Hey, we need to land. Well, you're not cleared. Well, make a clearing. We have to land. We got to land now. You can't turn around 5 hours. You can't.
We have to make a landing. This plane is full of... I mean, Jesus. They said they had to clean the plane for 2 days, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, because at that point, if whatever airline, you're better off just putting those people up in a hotel in Greenland than the bad PR of flying back.
Let me ask you a question. Who was Fullamore, that plane or Dusty May? Maybe that's what they were handing out on that plane.
Unless the airline then doubled down and said, well, you know, it was the passenger's fault. Why did they have to use the bathroom? I mean, the toilets were there, but did they have to use them? I mean, if they did that, then I would say the airline.
They needed Mrazek coming from Chicago. That's okay, what happened.
Listen, just do you have anything else on DJ Ray or the Lions?
I do. Someone says, patience. Us Lions fans have been doing that a lifetime. I'm ready for a move to get us there.
I am too, but I question whether you're going to see it. Remember, Holmes has all but said it. I would love to see it, but I got major doubts. Especially the first couple of things they did were bringing back players that I didn't. Every dollar counts. Brad has said that. Would you spend $11 million bringing back Davenport and Derek Barnes? And I like Barnes. But John Jansen, who's Mr. Lion, even said, I like the player. I don't like the contract. And then you rolled out. Look, DJ Reed is fine. I'm good with it. It's a nice signing. It's not like he's a bad player. But you got to keep the main thing. You have to invest up front.
They absolutely have not done enough. You're basically replaced the piece after it left and signed two more guys that have injury issues. That line has not gotten any better, and people are just banking on it. I get letting him cook, but I don't need to be a pit master to know when my steaks are about to be well done.
Yeah, we're going to see. I'll be fascinated if the next big announcement is another one of those deals. You know, keeping your own and the whole thing. You got to let it play, man. The NFL's turned into a wild league, David. Just when you think something's not going to happen, player movement's at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. I got to let it roll. I'm not going to overreact, but they are, at least from what we perceived as known options, they're running out of options at edge. So we'll see. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. Michigan State. We covered it. Lions signing DJ Reed. Covered it. We got you covered top to bottom with NFL free agency as well. It's all there for you. David with a few ticket techs. Rieger's going to be in momentarily. He's not happy with Michigan basketball. He's okay with the Lions. I think we all are okay. I guess we're looking for a move that, I don't know. Maybe it won't happen.
No Miles, no Max, no help for Hutch, and a small window. Things can still happen, but I'm not happy right now. That is from Jeff. Someone else says, Detroit was not good enough the last 2 years, and even if they were healthy, I'm not sure they beat Philadelphia. They have not gotten better this offseason. It's possible they've gotten worse.
I'm not ready to go there. And I do support people who say, listen, the defense getting healthy will help. The problem is very few Lions fans are willing to have a conversation where they got worse coaching. Losing Ben Johnson and losing Aaron Glenn hurts. And I go back to what the Philadelphia Eagles went through. It took them 2 years to get it right. It's really hard to replace coaches. Now, if you want to say, we'll get close to what we had, I'm okay with that. But you're not going to replace Ben Johnson with something better, and I doubt you're replacing Aaron Glenn with something better. There's going to be a little bit of a learning curve
right there. It's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be instant. It's going to be some plays. It's going to be, you know, delay of games. It's going to be the receiver ran the wrong
and you
route.
Didn't go out and hire Vic Fangio. You didn't hire someone who was, you know, 20 years of experience being a DC. It could work, but I just want to see an investment up front. That's all I want. Please.
This one is just for Kenny Cott. Someone says, Most Sider is the overrated player on this team, not Larkin.
Go ahead, Kenny. Just do what you're going to do.
That's incorrect. He plays the most difficult minutes, and he looks good doing it. I don't think overrated. I think he's a superstar.
All I said earlier is it has nothing to do with Mo. Not specifically. It's the collective of the four players they've paid. I don't think they're good enough. Raymond could be, might be. Sider mostly is. Larkin might be capped out. And DeBrincat is what he is. A guy many of you wanted launched out of a cannon when he disappeared for 20 games last year. So, look, if you look at the top four players on the really good teams, it doesn't stack up. So I don't think that that's in no way an attack on Mo, Sider, or anyone individually. It's the collective. If this is 6 years in and that's where the better part of $35 million of your cap goes, I don't know that that's good enough. Tonight, the season, for me, you lose tonight in Ottawa, goodbye. Turn the lights up. That's just where I'm at. The schedule's brutal. The road games are brutal. You can't have a six-game lose. And the way that game ended Friday night, that was ridiculous. That was a clown show.
No Lions is not enough. Last 6 years, NFC Super Bowl teams have made big moves in free agency or trades. The Rams, Bucks, Eagles, Niners twice. All they do is draft. That is a problem for us. Lions are the new Cowboys. They're never going to win the Super Bowl.
Don't ever disrespect the Lions by calling them the Cowboys.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's a disgusting remark. Reegs, what's going on, buddy?
Boys, how we doing? Oh, congratulations on that Big Ten title.
He's so loud.
Oh, sorry.
He's so loud, David.
That's not my fault. That's David.
I prepared myself. He's loud all the time.
How you guys doing?
It's superb.
I got something to ask you guys. I heard
I
the
haven't chose a restaurant yet.
I heard the Dusty May talk. And by the way, I agree with you. Like, I would have loved it if Dusty said, oh, we did that? And next question. Or if he just acknowledged it.
Too bad.
And it added to the rivalry. But you guys have to admit, that is the dumbest, most obnoxious tradition ever. Making teams that you just kick their ass wait to get off the court? Just do it after the game. I don't blame Michigan for doing it.
You know, when they do it after the game?
When they lose or when it's a close game?
Maybe you should consider that before getting hit with a garbage can and being down 50-28 at that.
But, because if you're down by 17 points, you'll eat whatever we put on your plate.
But the tradition doesn't make sense to me because you said it yourself, Mike. The tradition is because C-Webb or Jalen or Jawan, one of those Fab Five dudes, wiped their tush on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were so outraged that
here, so don't put that.
Well, I mean, Michigan State was so outraged that their solution was to kiss that same spot for the next 30 years.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that? We're kissing the spot where the Fab Five rubbed their butts?
It's saying, this is ours, and we love this. So, if you don't like it,
it's obnoxious.
Jeff, why do you run under the stupid banner?
That's dumb, too. I get it. I hear you.
So, look, I don't know what to tell you. File a grievance with the tradition board and call it a day. I mean, what do you want? Why does Oklahoma have a Sooner schooner and the thing's tipped over three times?
You know what?
What do you want
Ask
from
Ohio
me?
Ohio State.
They I just want you guys to acknowledge it's kind of a dumb tradition.
I just want to make the playoffs, Jeff.
It's not a dumb tradition.
Yeah, Red Wings.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. The big one against the Ottawa Senators tonight.
If they lose tonight, is the season over, yes or no?
That's already over, I think. Don't you think?
That's not the question I asked.
Yes. So Ottawa is currently in the last playoff spot. Detroit's 3 points behind. They win, it's only 1 point. They lose, it's 5 points. Which seems, unattainable. Plus, their schedule is
they'll win
a
tonight.
Bitch. But
they'll win tonight. This is a typical Red Wings spite win. Like, when you're ready to give up on them, then they reel you back in.
That's how Lalonde kept his job.
They got Craig Smith, fourth line center. Here we go. A little better, they say, than Joe Valeno.
Little bit of grit to the lineup.
I filled in the morning show on Friday. I was exhausted, but I made sure to tune into your show. Like, that was embarrassing. The Stevie, Peter Mrazek, we want him in the mix for next year because goalies are expensive when you have a goalie in Grand Rapids that you refuse to play. That, to me, is the
you
biggest
You do realize,
problem.
And I know there are very few Vasilevskis in the history of the NHL, but he was up 18 months after being drafted. Yeah. How long are we going to be waiting on Kosa?
Well, look at Kosa's stats. Like he's like, oh, well, you know, we got to get Kosa up here, but we got to get him a lot of playing time. You know how many games he's played? 32 games. That's it. So why don't you play him every game? Or how about this?
Okay.
Give him the greatest experience of his life and see if he can make the postseason?
Thank you. Agree.
He's I got a lot next. To say.
We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll buy your supper soon.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.